What's good? What's good? How y'all doing today, man? This is your boy Commotion, and welcome to Code of Black once again. Definitely appreciate you all for tuning in, man. Man, what the weather looking like? It's currently about 64 degrees right now here in Hotlanta, Georgia. The sun has finally came out, man. It's almost beach weather. Man, it's a low of 47 tonight, so we'll get a little bit back nippy again tonight. But man, it's all good though, man. It's raining for the rest of the weekend here in Hotlanta, but it's all good though, man. Cause it ain't gonna be that cold, man. So we're gonna be straight, dog. But man, how y'all doing today? Hope y'all doing good, man. If you got kids, hope they made it to school on time today. If you went to work, hope you made it to work on time today. And if you're in college, I hope you made the class on time today, man. I think y'all still on spring break, like I've been saying the past week or so. But if not, you know, go ahead and get yourself geared back up. And just, you know, tune yourself back in, meditate, do what you need to do, man. And I hope, and hopefully, you know, you pass with flying colors, man. You know, because that's the goal, to be successful, you know. But man, if you're still on spring break, you know, I just hope that you're using condoms. Hope that you're protecting yourself and, you know, staying out of trouble, man. Stop popping them Xannies, not popping no Mollies and all this other crazy stuff, man. But, you know how it goes, man. Excuse me, I was yawning, man. Had a pretty good sleep last night, man. Hope you all had a good sleep as well, man. But if we can, man, let's go and get into the opening quote of the day. With our short sight, we affect to take a comprehensive view of eternity. Our horizon is the universe. Man, shout out to the king, Paul Laurence Dunbar. He was one of the first Afro-American poets to gain national recognition in American literature. Shout out to the king, man. We appreciate that quote, man. And many more will come. So, the topic of the day, I credit it to the homie IME. Topic, man. It's another juicy one, man. You could say it's deep. You could say it's not. I just hope that you say something. You feel me? But man, so this is the question. Why do black folks or Afro-Americans with money want to desperately live in white communities so bad rather than living in middle or upper class communities with successful black folks all over? So I feel like it's a two-part question, kind of, sort of. Because there aren't a lot of communities where there are successful Afro-Americans all over. But there are communities where, you know, majority of the neighborhood is successful Afro-American people, you know, own their homes, own their cars, or, you know, make their payments on time and have pretty good paying jobs. So I'll ask the question again. It was a long question. I know it was lengthy, man. So we'll talk about it again. Why do Afro-Americans with money want to desperately live in white communities so bad rather than living in middle or upper class communities with Afro-Americans, with successful Afro-Americans all over? So shout out to the homie IME for providing that topic / question. He's my creative director. So, the answer I gave was, I feel like, you know, my response to this is, you know, I feel like they want to disassociate themselves from the rest, quote unquote. And, you know, they feel as though if they move there, they can receive better opportunities, which sometimes is the truth, you know. Everyone knows that when you live in a Caucasian, well, predominantly Caucasian area, things are a little bit better, man. The companies, the businesses take a little bit better of their customers. Take a little bit better care of their customers, man. Excuse me. So, you know, I mean, I think that's kind of true. But, you know, I feel like they move there so they can receive better opportunities, money, and like safer living, quote unquote, safer. You know, in Afro-American communities or melanated people's communities, there are higher crime rates, but that's not because of our color. That's because of the poverty-stricken and areas that we are kind of put in or kind of dwell in, brought up in, and it's due to gentrification as well, man. And it's not stopping. That's the thing about it. But you know, I feel like I like to call them half coons and half Uncle Toms, just because the simple fact that they think they're better. You know, you're not better than someone just because you live in a different area. Actually, your mind makes you better. And for them to have that perspective of poverty-stricken people, poverty-stricken communities, damaged areas, ghetto communities, I mean, for you to have that depiction and that perspective of them, that shows your character right there. Because a lot of people that live in these nice places actually came from rough areas, and they know how hard it is and how hard it can be. So humble yourself, fool, you know? And you know, like I just said, I understand them wanting better things for themselves and their family. But you know, to disregard the Negroes that's making an honest living is not the answer, man. You are still Afro-American, Aborigine, Moors, Black slash Negroes at the end of the day. No skin bleaching, no associating with various races, no interracial marriage, no super proper English, no fake smiling and friendliness toward other races, especially the Caucasian culture, can change that. It's already instilled in your DNA, man. So that's why I think a lot of Afro-Americans want to live in a different place, in a different communities with Caucasian people. Because of those simple things that I just stated. You know, now you can definitely offer your take, your position, your perspective of what I just talked about, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I mean, how do you all feel? Like I said, call in, chime in, let me know. That's the first topic, you know? Second topic. Okay, this is a funny one, man. It's something I notice when I go out. I feel like when I go out, people like to appear to have a good time these days. You know, they pull out their phone. They have their phone out looking at it more than they are actually engaging in whatever event that they are at. Now, does that make sense to you? It don't make sense to me. I'm going to be honest. You know? But it's all good, though, man. I mean, you know, I see people. I mean, it's just crazy, man. As humans, you know, things are advertised to us for a reason, to buy them. Every commercial is intended for you to spend money, some way, somehow. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but that commercial will be in your head, especially if it's funny. You get the reposting and putting it in your status and putting it in a GIF, you know, as a comment on somebody's name or status on Facebook, you know. So, I mean, I just don't understand it sometimes. Like, instead of actually having a good time, putting your phone down, and I'm guilty of it too, you know. I'm definitely guilty of it too. I mean, every time I go out, you know, I got to pull out my phone. Well, shoot, let me show where I'm at. Well, almost every time. It was like that, but not no more, man. I had to pull myself to the side. Like, what are you doing, man? This is not you, dog. Like, you're better than this, man. Put the phone up and just enjoy yourself. And that's what we need to do nowadays, man. It's getting quite irritating, man. You got the woman looking mad. You got the dudes trying to look extra cool, trying to act like they ain't worried of looking at the woman. You got the woman wearing vulgar things and men saying crazy things in response, which is no excuse by either party. But it's crazy, man. Like, I don't get it, dog. And you know, that's where that materialism comes in. Because we always want to appear to have something, even if we don't. We want to keep up with the Joneses, quote unquote. Shout out to my mother's side of the family, the Joneses. You know, and that's where we want to, you know, keep it. You feel me? We're always trying to keep up with each other, always trying to stay on with the trends, and that's cool, you know. It's cool to be trendy. It's cool to stay with a couple of fads, you know. It's cool to do a couple of reposts. But everyone, especially in my city, y'all, like, y'all don't understand, man. It's getting out of control, dog. After a while, man, you ain't gonna be able to say nothing to a woman. You won't even be able to say nothing to a woman. Unless you have a nice car, or unless you have some type of materialistic, some type of material of value, you know? People don't listen to real music anymore. Nah, I'm playing. I sound like an old head. I'm playing with y'all on that one. But, you know, I don't get it, man. People like to appear to have a good time. And as soon as they turn off their camera, they be back mad or back looking dumbfounded. I just don't get it, dog. But, you know, that's all I pretty much had to say today, man. You know, I appreciate you all for tuning in, man. Remember, the goal is always to educate, inspire, and enlighten. E-I-E. Thanks for tuning in, man. And always remember, always, winners make adjustments. Peace, my kings and queens. Commotion checking out. You ain't jamming, you ain't jamming. Just pass the high school. You ain't jamming, you ain't jamming. Just pass the high school.
It's the vintage, might as well, that Raphael Sadiqa. Voodoo moved the soul, cruising was made for L.U.V.N. By the fool of thought, eat out of apple trend. Just got forever gold and R.I.P. B.B. King. And pressing MJ that we played at barbecue to death. Summer shine, summertime, with Smith and Jazzy Jeff. Willie Hutch scored the Mac while Foxy Brown was slept. Billy Paul, me and Miss Jones, I always knew she crept. Barry White, love unlimited for the soul, brothers. Ohio players and heat wave for the cold, brothers. From the Delic Mini. Ripping through the speakers. Bill Withers, Johnny Taylor, cheaper just a keeper. David Ruffin and a temptation. Christmas time, silent night, Gladys midnight train. Kept the pips waiting. I'm saying we can go and chill on that other shit and join the parliament mothership with this hospital.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.